Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning. To Endless Hallelujah.
When I stand before your throne, dressed in glory not my own, what a joy I'll sing of on that day.
Singing is Matt Redman.
No more tears or broken dreams, forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be.
Praise the Lord. We're glad you're with us tonight. you're with us tonight. Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning. This is your host, Diane Lenning, broadcasting to you live from the United States of America. On Friday nights, we reach out specifically to the Eastern Hemisphere, but we're hoping that you're listening everywhere around the world as you find access to our time together. We say hello to those of you in Kenya, South Africa, Egypt, Nigeria, Libya, Morocco, Spain, Italy, Greece, Israel, Yemen, Jordan, Lebanon, India, China, Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, Australia, New Zealand, Borneo. And I can't say the names of all those countries with the stan off of it at the end, that you're part of Russia, but we remember you too. I'm going to learn those just so I can say those for you. And all of you in the Western Hemisphere that we're going to begin reaching out to you in English and Spanish. We've done one in English and Spanish. Hello to all of you in Central and South America, Guatemala, Mexico, Costa Rica, Panama, South America, Colombia, Peru, Bolivia, Brazil, Argentina, Chile, Ecuador. I think I said Colombia. We just are grateful that wherever you are from, that you are with us at this time, sharing our time together. And we're going to begin, as we have liked to do the last couple of months, while people around the world are learning how to worship the Lord through music and are learning how to say the Lord's Prayer. So if you've been listening for a while, hopefully you will know this by heart by now, but it is found in Matthew 6. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Wherever two or more are gathered in my name, said Jesus, that there he is in the midst with us. Believe the Lord is with us now in this time we share together. Lord, we pray for all of those who are in pain, suffering from the loss of a loved one or friend or community member, perhaps through violence by others, through the evil acts of Satan and his followers. Lord, we bind those evil spirits in the name of Jesus that would come against good people, and we loose your angels in the name of Jesus on our behalf to protect and keep, provide and help all of our Christian family around the world. Build a hedge around them that will hide them from the evil one. And let the evil one not be able to see to harm any of your family, we pray. Lord, help those who are looking toward you for guidance in their lives to hear your direction as they pray and worship you and read Scripture. We pray for those who are looking for a job, that you would help them to find work, to take care of their families. We pray that you would heal those who are sick and infirm with whatever illness they have, whether it be bad headache or flu or malaria or diseases. Lord, we pray that you would reveal by your spirit to them how to have cleanliness habits to help their health be better. Give them wisdom, guidance, and discernment to live the kind of life that you would like us to live according to your plan that you've given us in the Bible. Lord, we can't cover everything in the Bible in one night, but we hope that you would provide and pray that you would provide a Bible to those in their language around the world. We are grateful for so many who are receiving Bibles. We pray that everyone who wants one will receive one, a Bible, to learn more about you and how to live a Christian. Praise you for it. And thank you, Lord, for each one, for we know you love one of us, and we praise you. Praise the name. Praise. The word Advent means arrival. This season of Christmas time, or season of Advent, is one of waiting for the Lord's arrival as a baby in a manger. And we often reenact this story in our churches every year, in memory of Jesus, of the blessed gift that God has given us, in remembering the story of Jesus' birth. His coming is miraculous, beautiful, and yet sometimes hard for us to understand, because his birth was God coming to us in the flesh, living among us, as we've learned in the book of John. Often the beauty of the miracles gets lost in the hurry and distractions of the season and the time in our lives, but we don't want to miss it. We want to wait with anticipation for what the Lord promises. He promises comfort, joy, wonder, unfailing love. From now until Christmas, let's pray each day together as we remember and celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Let's pray that God would send blessings to those around us and in the world, and protect those from evil advances of the evil one and his soldiers. And let's pray that God will soften their hearts and that they will be one to the Lord. You know, everyone who is a Christian was at one time a sinner. For it says in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So let's pray for those who would do harm against us, that the Lord would be revealed to them and that they would become Christians and come to know the Lord, and that this season of the year of celebrating God's best gift, his Son, that he gave us as our Lord and Savior, will be told around so that others will hear it and come to know the Lord Jesus as well. We're so grateful you're with us. Just as a reminder, since I announced it last time, I'll announce it again. Remember last time I read for you from the Evangel. It's a newsletter that you can get if you email if you email PE@AG.org, that stands for Pentecostal Evangel, PE@AG.org, or you can call 1-800-641-4310. Again, that's 1-800-641-4310. 4310, and you can get these newsletters sent to you called the Evangel. I'm going to read for you tonight from the Evangel again to start our program tonight. As I said, I might read from it. This one is called The Real Christmas Tree. And it's a story. It's not from the Bible. But a lot of times we read stories that people who are anointed of God have written to bless us and give us encouragement. This one, again, is called The Real Christmas Tree. The Real Christmas Tree. During the week leading up to Christmas 1968, the 6-foot evergreen sat in our small Virginia living room. I could smell the effervescent needles, could reach out and burn my 4-year-old fingers on the multicolored light, could grab strands of itch-inducing fiberglass angel hair. The narrow trunk rested in a metal stand where water was added periodically and carefully, lest any spill on gifts placed under the tree and cause fragile wrapping paper to dampen, tear, and reveal the content prematurely. In 1971, our family celebrated the holidays in Africa for the first of 8 Christmases there. No evergreen glory that year. Our tree was a folding paper tree about 1 foot tall. During our years in Sierra Leone and Kenya, we used a variety of small artificial trees, a humble array of ornaments. Christmas Day was usually hot and sunny, so even the holiday weather seemed artificial by American standards. Jody and I married in 1986. That year, we decorated a sturdy 7-foot manufactured tree she found at a 1985 Day After Christmas sale. This year marks the 27th Christmas we have had assembled its branches, one or two of which are now broken and must be wedged loosely between the others. Sometimes here in America, to explain that, we have trees that we put together each year and then put them in a box and store until the next year, because some of us either can't afford to buy a tree every year or maybe have allergies. And that way, in this case, they had a tradition of their tree that they got out every year and put together. What are your memories of the family Christmas tree? Well, if you're a new Christian, maybe you don't have that yet. And if you're not from America, maybe you don't know about this tradition that we have here. So listen to our tradition about the Christmas tree. What childhood dreams did they inspire? How have they marked the passage of your years? An examination of the biblical Christmas story, the narratives of Jesus Christ's birth recorded in the opening chapters of Matthew and Luke Gospels, which I'm going to read to you later tonight, one in Matthew, reveals no mention of a tree, but all 4 Gospels pay close attention to a tree at the end of Jesus' life, the Roman cross on which Christ was crucified. Everything in Jesus' life, including the details of his birth, pointed toward the cross, where a traditional Christmas tree's light and decorations and attendant gifts amplify the joy of the season. Calvary's tree, in other words, the cross that Jesus died on, I read about this last month, is a somber reminder of much that is not joyful. Jesus' sacrifice was necessary if there was to be a remedy for humankind's sin. Though available for all people everywhere, that remedy must be applied to each one of us individually. Each of us must take ownership of our sins and see them in all their darkness. Christ's atonement, or dying on the cross, offered under brutal conditions, did not limit itself to the 7 deadly sins or to any list of grievances we might identify in others while giving ourselves moral hall passes. Each of us stands in need of God's mercy as desperately as any rogue in history. Calvary addressed 1,000 realities in our lives no one else may ever see. Calvary's tree confronts the secret hatred that motivates whispered slander, the flirtation that silently compromises a marriage. Its shadows fall across unspoken satisfaction when ethnic neighbors move away, or self-congratulation for surface righteousness, silent envy over a co-worker's promotion. He's talking here about some of the things in life that people experience when they're really not fulfilling their Christian life to the best that they could. That they're basically sinning. We need Christ's atonement and forgiveness for every debased thought we would never dare to act out, for every secret act we excuse but never reveal. Whenever we show wanton interest in others' sordid past, or no interest in others' impoverished present, the forgiveness obtained on that tree becomes our only hope. So what he's saying here is that the Christmas tree has a connection to the cross that Christ died on, because the cross was made from a tree. But forgiveness and atonement tell only the first part of the story. Coupled with the resurrection, the cross becomes an emblem of new life. You notice the Christian cross is empty. Jesus is no longer on it because he rose again and is living today. But the cross does confirm our sins are behind us, and also that new life is God's gracious gift to us. I've had many people ask me what the cross means, and there's a good meaning, and I'm going to say it again. The cross tells us that our sins are behind us, that we don't have to sin anymore, that they're forgiven because Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for us, that we could have forgiveness. And that new life is God's gracious gift to us. So when you see the cross, think of the new life, the gift of new life that God has given us. The story of Christmas is a story of a new identity, ready and waiting for anyone who will give up the old person and be born again. When the babe in the manger, the babe Jesus, grew up to fulfill his earthly ministry, he shared his truth with one of Israel's religious. John 3 records Jesus' meeting with the Pharisee Nicodemus. Nicodemus came to Jesus with deep and perplexing questions. Jesus' answers were equally perplexing. When Jesus spoke of being born again, the Pharisee could only imagine the impossibility of physical rebirth. He was really talking about a spiritual rebirth. Remember, we've read that. Jesus wanted to stretch Nicodemus' faith to encompass a new creation through the work of the Holy Spirit. To help Nicodemus picture this redemptive miracle, Jesus spoke of the very tree from Israel's early history that served as a precursor to the cross. During Israel's desert journey to the promised land, the people rebelled against God. Venomous snakes invaded the camp as a result of God's judgment, because the people rebelled against God and disobeyed him. Moses, obeying God's command, placed a bronze serpent on a pole. As the people looked toward the serpent, they were healed after being bitten. look in the Bible in Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9, to read further about the serpent and those who were healed. The equation was the same for the Israelites as it is for us today. Sin inevitably results in God's judgment, but God's love insists on offering a way of salvation as well. Jesus Christ is that way. I'm reading here the article, The Real Christmas Tree, again, The Real Christmas Tree by Scott Harrop in The Evangel. And I'll give you that email again at the end. Continuing on in his article, he says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him did not perish, but have eternal life. We've read that in John 3:16. Christ's prediction of his impending personal sacrifice creates the immediate foundation for Jesus' next statement, perhaps the best-known passage in all of the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him did not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Jesus looked ahead to the day he would give his life for our redemption. Nicodemus had no idea what measures would be required to make possible this new birth that so mystified him. That's what we call being born again. Jesus knew full well that the cross was waiting. That journey had been in motion even at his birth. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. The angels proclaimed to the shepherds near Bethlehem. You can read about that in Luke chapter 2, verses 8, 12. Just days later, when Joseph and Mary brought the newborn Savior to Jerusalem's temple, elderly Simeon prophesied the child's mission would be as painful as a sword to his mother's heart. Did Mary think back to Simeon's words when she stood at the foot of the cross, looking up at her battered son? Calvary's tree speaks of the immeasurable price paid for our redemption. May we never forget it. But each year, as families decorate myriad Christmas trees, there are new reminders of the immeasurable joy made possible because our Savior Jesus endured the cross and triumphed over the grave. Those bursts of colored light, if you have made Christ your Savior, you will join a multitude of believers who are shining his light throughout a dark world. Do all things without complaining and disputing, Paul told a group of early Christians, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as light in the world, holding fast the word of life. You can read that in Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Those light-colored boughs on the mist of a winter's chill, every Christ follower is a testimony of the promise of eternal life to those who are spiritually perishing. This is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. 1 John 5:11 and 12. The gifts arrayed and waiting to be opened, God's gift to us address every need we will ever encounter. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but deliver them, him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans 8:31-32. This Christmas, as you and loved ones enjoying your own traditions around your tree, or perhaps around your candles or wreath or greenery, decorations that you might have in your country may be different. In America, we do the green tree because to us it is connected to the wooden cross that Christ died and gave us salvation. You may rejoice anew in salvation's gift made possible on Calvary's Christmas tree. May you discover new reasons each day to offer thanks for new life, and may your life shine as a beacon to a world still perishing. That was written by Scott Harrop, who is managing editor of the Pentecostal Evangel, and you can email him for comments or to get this newsletter at pe@ag.org. We are so glad our co-host, our friend John, is here on the line from Kenya. And I wasn't reading in the Bible just then, John. I was reading an article from the Evangel, so I haven't read out of John yet, but we would like you to, because you don't get to call in every week. And you're probably behind from where I was. I'm not sure where you left off, but I have read clear through chapter 19. So you're probably around chapter 18 or 19. So let me bring you in and we'll say hello and Merry Christmas to you, John. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. Well, it hasn't connected here. Let me try it again. There it goes. Now we can hear you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. How are you, Diane?
I'm so glad you connected with us tonight. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. I'm so happy. God is good all the time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I don't know exactly which chapter you're on, but perhaps you'd like to tell me in English, and then you could read it in Swahili. What chapter are you on?
I read chapter 18.
Okay, so you're on chapter 19?
Chapter 19.
Okay,
yes.
So John is going to read for us in Swahili in John chapter 19. And this is, we've just read, to give you a little background, about Peter denied Christ three times. And we're approaching what is going to happen with Jesus. Okay, go ahead.
Chapter 19. Basi ndipo Pilato alipomtoa Yesu, akampiga mjeledi, na askari wakasokota taji ya mimba, wakamtia kichwani, wakamvika vazi la zambarau, wakawa wakimwendea wakisema, salamu mfalme wa Wayahudi, wakampiga makofi. Kisha Pilato akatokea tena nje, akawaambia, mtu huyu namleta nje kwenye, mpate kumfahamu ya kuwa mimi sioni hatia yoyote kwake. Ndipo Yesu alipotoka nje, naye amevaa ile taji ya miiba na lile vazi la zambarau. Pilato akamwambia, tazama mtu huyu. Basi wale wakuu wa makuhani na watumishi wao walipomwona, walipiga kelele wakisema, msulubishe, msulubishe. Pilato akamwambia, mwataeni nyinyi basi, mkasulubishe, kwa maana mimi sioni hatia yake. Hatia kwanza. Wayahudi wakamjibu, sisi tunayo sheria, kwa sheria hiyo amestahili kufa kwa sababu alijifanya kuwa mwana wa Mungu. Basi Pilato aliposikia neno hilo akazidi kuogopa. Akaingia tena ndani ya ile praetorio, akamwambia Yesu, wewe umetokapi? Lakini Yesu hakumjibu lolote. Basi Pilato akamwambia, useme nami, ujue ya kuwa mimi nina mamlaka ya kufungua nani, nina mamlaka ya kusulubisha? Yesu akamjibu, wewe ungekuwa na mamlaka yoyote juu yangu, kama usingepewa kutoka juu. Kwa hiyo yeye aliyenitia mikononi mwako niona dhambi iliyo kubwa zaidi. Na tangu hapo Pilato akatafuta kumfungua, lakini Wayahudi wakapiga kelele wakisema, ukimfungua huyu wewe si rafiki yake Kaisari. Kila kitu zifanyaye kuwa mfalme humfichini Kaisari. Basi Pilato aliposikia maneno hayo akamleta Yesu nje, akaketi juu ya kiti cha hukumu mahali paitwapo sakafu ya mawe au kwa Ibrania Tabatha, nayo ilikuwa maandalio ya Pasaka yapata saa sita. Akawaambia Wayahudi, tazama mfalme wenu. Basi wale wakapiga kelele, mwondoshe, msulubishe. Pilato akawaambia, je, ni msulubisha mfalme wenu? Wakuu wa makuhani wakamjibu, sisi hatuna mfalme ila Kaisari. Basi ndipo alipomtia mkononi mwao ili asulubiwe nao. Wakampokea Yesu, akatoka hali akijichukulia msalaba wake mpaka mahali paitwapo fuvu la kichwa au kwa Kiebrania Golgotha. Wakamsulubisha huko na wengine wawili pamoja nao, mmoja huko na mmoja huko, na Yesu katikati. Nao Pilato akaandika anwani akaweka juu ya msalaba iliyoandikwa, Yesu Nazareti, mfalme wa Wayahudi. Basi anwani hiyo waliisoma wengi katika Wayahudi, maana mahali pale aliposulubiwa Yesu palikuwa karibu na mji, nayo ilipoandikwa kwa Kiebrania na Kirumi na Kiyunani. Basi wakuu wa makuhani na Wayahudi wakamwambia Pilato, usiandike mfalme wa Wayahudi, bali kwamba yule aliyesema mimi ni mfalme wa Wayahudi. Pilato akajibu, niliyoandika nimeandika. Nao askari walipomsulubisha Yesu waliyatoa mavazi yake, wakafanya mafungu manne kwa kila askari fungu lake na kanzu nayo. Basi kanzu ile haikushona, ilikuwa imefumwa yote pia tangu juu. Basi wakaambiana, isipasiwa lakini kuipigia kura iwe ya lami, ili tulitume andiko lile ina lami. Wamegawanya nguo zake na vazi lango, wakalipiga kura. Basi ndivyo walivyofanya wale askari. Na penye msalaba wake Yesu walikuwa wamesimama mamaye na umbu na mamaye Mariamu Maklopa na Mariamu Magdalini. Basi Yesu alipomwona mama yake na yule mwanafunzi aliyempenda amesimama karibu, alimwambia mama yake, mama, tazama mwanao. Kisha akamwambia yule mwanafunzi, tazama mama yako. Na tangu saa ile wanafunzi wale wakamchukua nyumbani kwao. Baada haya Yesu hali akijua ya kuwa yote umekwisha kumalizika ile andiko litimiza, akasema, naona chini kulikuwa kwa huko chombo kimoja kimejaa siki. Basi wakatia sifongo iliyojaa siki juu ya mfito wa kisopo, akampeleka kinywani. Basi Yesu alipokwisha kuipokea ile siki alisema, imekwisha. Akainama kichwa akaisalimu roho yake. Basi Wayahudi, kwa sababu ni maandalio ni ile isikayo juu ya msalaba siku ya Sabato, maana Sabato ile ilikuwa siku kubwa, walimwomba Pilato miguu yao ivunjwe wakaondolewe. Basi askari wakaenda wakamvunja mguu wa kwanza na wa pili aliyesulubiwa pamoja nao. Lakini walipomjia Yesu na kuona kuwa amekwisha kufa, hawakumfunja miguu, lakini askari mmojawapo alimchoma ubavu kwa mkuki, na mara ikatoka damu na maji. Naye aliona ameshuhudia, na ushuhuda wake ni kweli, naye anajua ya kuwa anasema kweli, ili ninyi nanyi mpate kusadiki. Kwa maana hayo yalitukia ili andiko litimie, hapa mfupa wake utakao vunjwa na tena ndiko lingine la neno atamtazama yeye waliomchoma. Hata baada ya hayo, Yusufu wa Arimathaya naye mwanafunzi wa Yesu, lakini kwa siri, kwa hofu ya Wayahudi, alimwomba Pilato ruhusa ili aondoe mwili wake Yesu, na Pilato akampa ruhusa. Basi akaenda akauondoa mwili wake kwenda Nikodemu, na yule aliyemwendea usiku hapo kwanza akaleta mchanganyiko ya manemane na udi yapata ratili 100. Basi wakautua mwili wake Yesu, wakaufunga shada ya kitani pamoja naye manukato, kama ilivyo desturi ya Wayahudi katika kuzika. Na pale pale aliposulubiwa palikuwa na bustani, na ndani ya bustani mna kaburi jipya ambalo hajatiwa bado mtu yeyote ndani yake. Humo basi, kwa sababu ya maandalio ya Wayahudi, wakaweka Yesu, maana lile kaburi lilikuwa karibu. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Now please stay with me. Don't hang up. I want to play one little Christmas carol called Silent Night. It's one of the Christmas carols we play in America around Christmas time. And then as soon as that's over, you can read John 3:16 in Swahili and give the salvation prayer. So please stay with me. Don't hang up, okay? Stay with me. The name of the Lord. We like to give you opportunity each time to come to know the Lord Jesus, and John is going to say the salvation prayer, and I hope you will say John 3:16. So go ahead.
John. Should I read?
John 3:16.
Hello, Diane.
Yes. Do you want me to say it in English? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And also in John 1:2, but as many as have received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. And Jesus said, you must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. In Romans 5:8 it says, but God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that's what John just read about to you tonight. The chapter in the Bible that explains when Jesus died on the cross so that we could have forgiveness of sins. So if you could give the salvation prayer right now in Swahili, John, that you could start right now.
It is John 3:16.
Okay.
Kwa maana jinsi hii, Mungu aliupenda ulimwengu, hata akamtoa mwanawe pekee, ili kila mtu amwaminie asipotee, bali awe na uzima wa milele na milele. Turudie maombi haya, ili tupate kuokoka. Baba, naja mbele zako, naungama dhambi zangu, unisamehe makosa yangu, unifanye kiumbe kipya. Wewe ndio Mungu uishiye mbinguni, hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Baba, nakukubali leo, uniokoe, unilinde, unionyeshe njia ya haki, unifanye kiumbe kipya, nijaliwe kuwa mwanao. Baba, katika jina la Yesu naamini. Amina.
Amen. I would like to read John chapter 20, since I've already read chapter 19 last time, and if you can hang on long enough, maybe you'll get to read it as well. Early Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone was rolled aside from the entrance where Jesus was buried. She ran and found Simon Peter and me and said, they have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and I don't know where they have put him. We ran to the tomb to see. I'd outrun Peter and got there first. This is John speaking. And stooped and looked in and saw the linen cloth lying there, but I didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went on inside. He also noticed the cloth was lying there, while the swath that had covered Jesus' head was rolled up in a bundle and was lying at the side. Then I went in too and saw and believed that he had risen. For until then we hadn't realized that the scripture said he would come to life again. We went on home, and by that time Mary had returned to the tomb and was standing outside crying. As she wept, she stooped and looked in and saw two white-robed angels sitting at the head and foot of the place where the body of Jesus had been lying. Why are you crying? The angels asked her. Because they have taken away my Lord, she replied, and I don't know where they have put him. She glanced over her shoulder and saw someone standing behind her. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. Why are you crying? He asked her. Whom are you looking for? She thought he was the gardener. Sir, she said, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him. Mary, Jesus said. She turned toward him. Master, she exclaimed. Don't touch me, he cautioned, for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go find my brothers and tell them that I ascend to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, I have seen the Lord. Then she gave them his message. That evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors in fear of the Jewish leaders, when suddenly Jesus was standing there among them. After greeting them, he showed them his hands and sighed. And how wonderful was their joy as they saw their Lord. He spoke to them again and said, "As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." That means he's sending each one of us in the world to tell others about the Lord. Then he breathed on them and told them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you refuse to forgive them, they are unforgiven." One of the disciples, Thomas, the twin, was not there at the time with the others. When they kept telling him, "We have seen the Lord," he replied, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands and put my fingers into them and place my hand into his side." 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them and greeting them. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger into my hands. Put your hand into my side. But don't be faithless any longer. Believe." "My Lord and my God," Thomas said. Then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me, but blessed are those who have not seen me and believe anyway." Jesus' disciples saw him do many other miracles besides the ones told about in this book of John. But these are recorded so that you will believe that he is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing in him, you will have life. That was chapter 20, and what a glorious chapter that was. When the disciples first saw Jesus after he had arisen from the dead, and that he was alive. Okay, John, you can read chapter 20 in John in Swahili.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead and read John chapter 20.
Do it in half time.
John 20.
Do we still have time? I can finish it. John 20?
Yes.
John 20. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Hata siku ya kwanza ya juma, Maria Magdalena alikwenda kaburini alfajuri. Kungali giza bado. Akaiona. Kungali giza bado. Akaliona lile jile limeondolewa kaburini. Basi akaenda mbio akafika kwenye Simon Petro na kwa yule mwanafunzi mwingine ambaye Yesu alimpenda. Akamwambia, "Wamemuondoa Bwana kaburini. Ona hatujui walikomweka." Basi Petro akatoka na yule mwanafunzi mwingine. Wakashika njia kwenda kaburini. Wakaenda mbio wote wawili, na yule mwanafunzi mwingine akaenda mbio upesi kuliko Petro. Akawa wa kwanza kufika kaburini. Akainama na kuchungulia, akaona vitambaa vya sanda vimelala, lakini hakuingia. Basi akaja na Simon Petro, akaingia ndani ya kaburi, akavitazama vitambaa vilivyolala na ile leso iliyokuwako kichwani pake, haikulala pamoja na vitambaa. Basi imezogwa mbali mahali pa peke yake. Basi ndipo alipoingia naye yule mwanafunzi mwingine aliyekuwa wa kwanza wa kufika kaburini, akaona na kuamini, kwa maana hajalifahamu bado andiko ya kwamba imempasa kufufuka. Basi wanafunzi wakaenda zao tena nyumbani kwao. Lakini Mariamu alikuwa akisimama karibu na kaburi nje yake analia. Basi akalia hivi, alinama na kuchungulia ndani ya kaburi, akaona malaika wawili wenye mavazi meupe wameketi mmoja kichwani na mmoja miguuni hapo ulipolazwa mwili wake. Yesu nao akamwambia, mama, unalia nini? Akawaambia, kwa sababu wamemwondoa bwana wangu, wala mimi sijui walikomweka. Naye akiisha kusema hayo, akageuka nyuma akamwona Yesu amesimama, asijue ya kuwa ni Yesu. Yesu akamwambia, mama, unalia nini? Unamtafuta nani? Naye huku kidhania ya kuwa mimi kuwa ni mtu za bustani. Akamwambia, Bwana, ikiwa umemchukua wewe, uniambie ulipomweka, nami nitamwondoa. Yesu akamwambia, Mariamu. Yeye akageuka akamwambia kwa Kiebrania, Rabboni. Yaani, mwalimu wangu. Yesu akamwambia, usinishiki, kwa maana sijapaa kwenda kwa Baba, lakini unaenda kwa ndugu zangu ukawaambie, ninapaa kwenda kwa Baba yangu, naye ni Baba yenu, kwa Mungu wangu, naye ni Mungu wenu. Maria Magdalena akaenda akawapasha wanafunzi habari ya kwamba nimemwona Bwana, ya kwamba amewaambia hayo. Ikawa jioni siku ile ya kwanza ya juma, wale walipokuwekwa wanafunzi, milango ilifungwa kwa hofu ya Wayahudi. Akaja Yesu akasimama katikati akawaambia, amani iwe kwenu. Naye akisha kusema hayo, akawaonyesha mikono yake na ubavu wake. Basi wale wanafunzi wakafurahi walipomwona Bwana. Basi Yesu akawaambia tena, amani iwe kwenu. Kwa Baba alivyonituma mimi, nami nawapeleka ninyi. Naye akisha kusema haya, akawavuvia akawaambia, pokeeni Roho Mtakatifu. Wowote mtakao ondolea dhambi umeondolewa, na wowote mtakao fungua wafungia dhambi wamefungiwa. Walakini mmoja wa wale Benashara, Tomaso aitwaye Pacha, hawakuwako pamoja nao alipokuja Yesu. Basi wanafunzi wengine wakamwambia, tumemwona Bwana. Akawaambia, mimi nisipoziona mikononi mwake kovu za misumari, na kutia vidole changu katika mahali pa misumari, na kutia mkono wangu katika ubavu wake, mimi sishabiki hata kidogo. Basi baada ya siku nane, wanafunzi wake waliokuwemo ndani tena na Tomaso pamoja nao, akaja Yesu na milango imefungwa, akasimama katikati akasema, amani iwe kwenu. Kisha akamwambia Tomaso, lete hapa kidole chako, itazama mikono yangu, ulete na mkono wako utie bavuni mwangu, wala usiwe asiyeamini bali aminie. Tomaso akajibu akamwambia, Bwana wangu wa Mungu wangu. Yesu akaambia, wewe kwa kuwa umeniona umesadiki, waheri wale wasioona wakasadiki. Basi kuna ishara nyingine nyingi alizozifanya Yesu mbele ya wanafunzi wake zisizoandikwa katika kitabu hiki, lakini hizo zimeandikwa ili mpate kuamini ya kuwa Yesu ndiye Kristo mwana wa Mungu, na kuamini muwe na uzima kwa jina lake. Amen.
Okay, have you finished chapter 20?
Yes, I finished.
All right, now those of you in the listening audience, if you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ yet, you can do that with me right now. Let's just bow our heads together. Dear Heavenly Father, repeat this prayer with me, please. I know that I am separated from you. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins, and I receive your forgiveness right now. I am willing to turn from my way and go your way. I want to step from walking in darkness to Walking in the Light. Lord Jesus, I love you, and I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life, and help me to follow the scriptures and live according to the life pattern that you, Jesus, have lived for us to follow. And I pray, Lord, that you would bless each one with the Holy Spirit for guidance. For we know in John that you gave the gift of the Holy Spirit to your disciples. And we pray, Lord, right now that each one, whether they have just tonight received the Lord or on another time, that if they have not yet received the Holy Spirit, that they would receive the Holy Spirit now into their heart. The fullness of salvation comes with the gift that Jesus gave us of the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us, give us understanding of the scriptures that we read. And we thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Like I was saying, we don't always understand everything we read the first time when we read in the Bible. The Holy Spirit will give us fuller and deeper understanding, but sometimes we have to read it more than once. I have read the Bible many, many times over my 60 years of being a Christian, and each time I read it, it seems I find something that adds to it and makes it even more wonderful. And I think you will too. And hopefully you can get a Bible in your native language. And John, I didn't ask you this before, but if you could tell people how they could get a Bible in Africa, that would be a good time. Can you tell us that now? How can people get a Bible? Can they buy one? Is there a way they could order a Bible in Swahili? Well, perhaps you can't hear me. So what we're going to do is just praise the Lord together that you have received the Lord. The angels in heaven are worshiping and praising the Lord right now that you have joined God's family. And let's do that together. Let's glorify the Lord and in song. And we're going to play now, We Will Glorify, sung by Twyla Paris. Let's glorify the Lord together and just praise the Lord together. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for the new children of God that have joined the family. Be with them and protect them. Thank you. We will glorify by Twyla Paris. Order these songs online.
We will glorify the Lord Jehovah, reign in heaven.
name of the Lord. We're so glad you've joined our family of God. And let's pray for one another around the world that God will be with us and join us together in spirit. Now, next time, I'm hoping we can read from Matthew 2, and I have to find the other place to tell John. I'll have to contact you, John, how I do, to tell you which other place in Luke that we'll read. It's the story of Jesus' birth, and we'll do some Christmas music next time so that we can have the Christmas story for the people in Swahili or the Kenyan language. So will that work for you, John, next time?
Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Hello?
Yes, next time, can you read?
You?
We'll read the story of Jesus' birth next time, and I'll let you know which chapter in the Bible that will be the way I contact you, okay?
Okay.
Very good. So would you like
try to read.
Would you like to close in prayer?
Yes, but I would like to tell you that today the credit is over.
Okay, that's fine.
So I bought it with my money.
Okay, well we'll talk about that how we communicate, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So right now, let's pray and close in prayer and pray blessing upon the people who are listening.
Okay. Baba, katika jina la Yesu, tunakuja mbele yako, mwezi wa Christmas, Baba. Tunakuomba Baba, utubariki, utupe hekima. Kwangu binafsi, Baba, na kuhudisha shukrani. Wasikilizaji wote unifanya nisome Biblia ili watu waelewe neno lako. Mungu wewe ndio mkuu, hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Baba nakushukuru na kuabudu, wewe ndio Mungu mzima. Nionyesha njia ya kweli na njia ya haki, maana wewe Mungu ndiye juu. Mungu wa milele na milele, katika jina la Yesu Baba nakuomba unisaidie. Usaidie Diani, bariki Amerika, bariki Afrika, nchi yetu Kenya. Utupe hekima na kujua neno lako, maana wewe ni Mungu si mgumu na hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Baba nakuomba utubariki, na katika jina la Yesu naomba, amina.
Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time together. We thank you so much for John and his dedication to sharing the word of the Lord in his native language. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless him and help him through his education. Lord, that you would guide and direct him and help him to be successful and to finish his schooling. We're so grateful, Lord, that you helped me to just finish law school last week. So if an old person like myself can finish, I know that John can do it, and many others who have similar goals to get an education, Lord, that we can be the best we can be for you, Lord Jesus. We pray that you would touch his body and heal him, Lord, of any ailments he might have, and that those who listen, Lord, will be healed by the power of God. And we praise you and thank you for it. We pray, Lord, that you would prepare the hearts of people around the world to hear the Bible and the Christmas story that we will be sharing this coming month, that people will come to know you, Lord Jesus, and to worship you and to serve you. And we praise you and thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Say hallelujah with me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've been teaching.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We believe it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I've been teaching that's the universal
hallelujah
word for no matter what language you speak. It's hallelujah for everybody, every language.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful that you've been with us tonight, John, and we'll take care of that, what we were talking about, and I'll communicate with you soon. So we're so grateful all of you were here with us tonight. We want you to know that God loves you, John loves you and I love you. And let's just worship the Lord together in the remaining time of this song. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Feel led to let you enjoy one more song. This one is a wonderful worship song. Lord, I lift your name on high. You can order these songs online if you Google the name of this song. That's why I'm saying them for you. And who sings them? This one's Lord, I lift your name on high. Stuart Townsend sings. Let's worship the Lord together in this time that we're learning how to worship God through music. Lord, I lift your name on high. Let's just worship together. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've given us, that you did give us the gift of eternal life. We're so grateful, Lord, that you sent your Son to die on the cross and he arose again. He is a living Christ, and he lives in each one of us. Lord, let us show the love of God through our lives and our deeds and actions with others. Let them see that there's something different in us and help them to want, know Jesus that they see in us. We pray, Lord, that you would draw them unto you by your Spirit and continue to reveal yourself to people around the world who have never before heard such wonderful news, such wonderful story of life that each one can have, no matter who they are, rich or poor. We know, God, that the decision to receive you is for each person to decide themselves. We praise you that you have met their cry of their heart for wanting to know the God of the universe. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Bless them and anoint them as they share the news to others around the world. Remember, God loves you, and I love you, and all our co-hosts love you. So until next time, Diane Linning, your host, God bless you. God be with you. Strengthen, encourage. Amen. Until later. Bye-bye.